Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, the trading range of live cattle yesterday was only about a dollar, which is somewhat unusual compared to the volatility we've been experiencing. At least nearby futures were able to close higher. Feeder cattle were again under pressure due to higher corn prices. Some cattle were traded at steady cash yesterday, but again, no huge improvement. Feedlots would like to see higher cash, but the stage has been set for the week as slaughter was revised lower and packers were able to purchase sufficient supplies at steady prices. Front month June hogs and then December and later futures posted new contract highs yesterday. The rise of hogs has been relentless as strong demand requires packers to search for supply and pay more for them. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed cash up $2.66 yesterday. It was thought at the beginning of the week that packers might be a little hesitant to pay more money, but that certainly has not been the case. Higher cash was not supported by higher cutouts as they declined about 56 cents. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, July trading about 4.25 cents lower with no rain on today's forecast, at least over the southwestern U.S. plains, offering a green light for harvest to progress in Texas. It will be brutally hot with triple digits in West Texas and the Texas Panhandle today. Rest of the western plains will get a couple days of relief from the highest readings, but temperatures will stay hot in Texas for at least the next 5 days. July corn's trading up about 5.25 cents early today, extending its 60 cents premium over the September contract as a way of showing how strong the demand for corn currently is. The most bullish concern of the moment is that we are in early June. Soil moisture levels are usually low in the western and northern corn belt, and there's not much rain in either of the 7-day forecast or the forecast for the following week. July soybeans are trading 8 cents early, higher early today, as the forecast for the soybean crop is no better than it is for corn. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, June live cattle up 67 cents yesterday, 117.40. August up 45, 118.27. August feeder cattle down 97, 148.27. September down $1.20, 150.75. July hogs down 30 cents, 121.50. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July up 3.25, 635.75. September is up 2.75, 643.25. Chicago wheat, July is down 2.75, 682.25. September is down 2.75 at 689. July corn's up 10.75, 690.75. September is up 4 cents, 632. July soybeans down 17.5, 1562.5. August is down 16.5 cents, 1523. July cotton's up $1.48.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.